Okay, today is Daf Ayin Tes. We're on Daf Ayin Tes, four lines down, where it says, Va'azda Shmuel Taimei. Shmuel, who said before that we hold like Hananya, that that Oso Ve'ezbno applies to males and females, is consistent to Tnan. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says like this, okay, today's Daf is so complicated. There's such a thing as a Gemara calls it a pered or a preda, a parda. It's the offspring of a horse and a donkey. Okay? What's that called? A mule. The problem with the mules can't have children, right? So this animal can have children. So I'm not sure what it is. But let's call it a offspring of a donkey and a donkey and a horse. So here we go. Now, if the mother's a horse, afal pi shavi and chamor, right? Even if the father is a donkey, mutarin zebezeh, they can marry each other. Says Rashi, very important Rashi, the second wide line up on top. Pered, meaning this animal born from a tzus and a chamor, zachar, ben tzus nekeva, right? And the father's a donkey. Impreda can marry a female one of these, nekeva, a female. Bas tzus nekeva, whose mother is also a horse. So a female horse and a male donkey gave birth to a male. A female horse and a male donkey gave birth to a male. Another female horse and a male donkey gave birth to a female. You're allowed to have those two animals marry each other. What's the issue? The issue is, it's not klayim. Why is it not klayim? Lo rinan osi tzad sus umishtamesh betzad chamor. Don't say, well, when these two animals marry each other, you really have a horse marrying a donkey. Don't say that. It's not true. Why? Shetzad sus v'chamor yesh b'shneim. Because they both have half a donkey and half a sus inside them. Both. And not only that, as the Gemara is going to see, they're the same gender. In other words, both mothers are a donkey, are a horse, and both fathers are a donkey.
That makes a difference.
Yes. Because we're going to have a big discussion today. Are we choshesh for the zera of the father? Okay? That's what this is all about. Laha, lo chashin m'manashach. There's nothing to be worried about. If you're worried about Zera Ha'av, they're both the same. They both have a Tzad Tzos and a Tzad Chamar. And if you're not Choshish for Zera Ha'av, Harry Kulun Tzos, they're both horses. Right? So either way, it's not a client problem. Okay? Got it? Okay. Aval. Hanold min achamar, but if the mother is a donkey, im nold min asus, right, with an animal whose mother is a horse, asurin, they cannot marry each other. Why not? Says Rashi, the next Rashi, pray them hanold min asus nekeva, an animal born from a female horse whose father is a donkey, asurim im pray them hanold min achamar nekeva. Cannot marry a donkey whose mother is a whore. Cannot marry an animal whose mother is a donkey. Why? The Shema ain't choshishin l'zera ha'av, because maybe we're not choshish for zera ha'av.
That what?
That means that the input of the father is not counted. Right. So what do you have? One mother was a donkey. One mother was a horse. It doesn't matter what the father was because we don't care. And then what do you have? You have clan. Right? V'havi hai kule sus, v'hai kule chamar. That's a problem. Okay? Who said that? That's Rabbi Yehuda in some Mishnah somewhere. In Klayim. Okay? Got it? If you don't get this...
Yes, well, we're ignoring the genetic input from the father.
Correct. Halachically. Okay? Halachically. V'amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel... And Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, Zu Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar, Ein Choshen L'Zera Ha'av. We're not Choshesh. It doesn't factor into our, what is this animal? What is it? Only what the mother is. So if the mother is one thing, and the mother of the chassan is a donkey, and the mother of the kala is a horse, it's klayim, because one's a donkey, one's a horse. But the chacham say no. Kol mine predos achatem. All predos, whatever the offspring of a donkey horse relationship, are all the same. Man chachamim, who's the chachamim? Chananya. It's Chananya, the same Chananya yesterday who said that Oso v'Espino applies by a male and female. Why? Because they're both the same. Hu d'amar chosh in l'zera av. Because he's choshesh for the zera of the av. V'hai bar susi v'chamara. This is the offspring of a donkey and a horse. V'hai bar susi chamara v'susia. Kula chade mina ninu. They're all the same min. Okay? They're all the same min. Good? Good. So now, Iboyelahu. Now the Gemara has the following question. Mi pashit le'el Rabbi Yehuda de'ein choshin l'zer ha'av? Did Rabbi Yehuda know emphatically, definitively, that we're not choshish for the zer ha'av? Odilma, or maybe sefuke mitzapkale. He had a suffake about it. He wasn't sure if you go choshish for the zer ha'av. Not that he knew for sure you don't, but it was choshish for it. Okay? L'may nafkamina, what's the difference? L'mishre pri im ha'im. The issue is, l'mishre pri im ha'im. The question is, can an offspring marry the same species? In other words, let's say you have an animal, right, whose mother was a horse.
Right.
And his father was a donkey. Right? If the mother was a horse, and the father was a donkey, can it marry a regular horse? Well, if you hold that I'm not choshish for the zera of the father at all, then yes.
Right.
Because it's a horse marrying a horse. But if you're choshish, then he wouldn't allow that. Because maybe it's also a donkey. In which case, the only person, the only animal that could marry is another one of these.
Right?
Right? The same thing, with the same parentage. So what would he hold? Did he say, when he said, I'm not choshish for the zera of, was that definitive? Or is he choshish for it? What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, can an animal born from a horse and a donkey marry a horse? That's his question.
Or a donkey, probably.
No.
So it would be the same thing.
What?
It would be the same thing, no?
Depending on the mother again.
For sure he can't. For sure. Look what Rashi says. Pered ben sus nekeva. The offspring, it's further down, the offspring of a sus, right? A female sus, laharbiya al sus nekeva. Can it marry a sus nekeva? Doesn't ask about the donkey. Doesn't ask that question. Iamrit, if you tell me, mifshat pshitalei, that he was definitively paskind, when achoshish v'zerav, then priyama aim shari. Then this animal can marry a horse. Because why? When achoshish v'zerav of the father at all, and what have we here? A horse. Ella iamrit sefuke misapkale, but if we're not sure about that, then priyama aim usher. The priyama aim would be usher. Why would it be usher? Because we're choshesh for the zera ha'av, maybe, in which case, it has donkey inside it. And then it can't marry a horse. So Mai, what's the story with Rabbi Yehuda? So Tashma will bring a raya from our Mishnah, right? Not our Mishnah, a Mishnah. Tashma, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol hanoladib minasus, any animal born from a horse, meaning the mother is a horse, af al pi shavi en chamor, even if the father is a donkey, mutarin zebezeh. That's what we started off today's daf, the Mishnah in Klayim. The mother's a horse, what's the father? A donkey. Another mother's a horse, and another father's a donkey. They can marry each other, there's no issue of klayim. That's what we said. Remember we started off that way? That's what we started off. Hey chidami, 1 second, what's the case? I lema davua dahai chamor. Davua dahai chamor. Svichel lemeimar. I need a Mishnah to tell me that if a mother is a horse and a father is a donkey, and the mother is a horse and the father is a donkey, the two offspring can marry each other. I need a Mishnah for that. They're exactly the same. Ela lav, it must be, davua dahai sus, davua dahai chamor. Ah, so now both mothers are horses. One father's a horse, and one father's a donkey.
Okay. First case is a regular horse.
What?
First case is a regular horse.
Absolutely, it's a regular horse. And what's the other one? It's a horse and a donkey.
Okay, right.
And can they marry each other, the two? Yes. We could have said yes. What do you see? He's not choshish at all. Right? Viktani mutar zeh bezeh. Alma, what do you see? Mivshap shitale. It was clear as day to him. No shayla, it's not a suffix. So the Gemara says, lo, maybe we're talking about really la'olam davur d'hai chamar. Vavua d'hai chamar. No, we're talking about the mothers of both animals are horses, and the fathers of both donkeys. And we ask, that's so obvious. It's obvious. Right? No. But it was necessary to tell that. Why? I would have thought, Asi tzad tzus. Mishtamish b'tzad chamor. V'tzad chamor b'mishtamish b'tzad tzus. Come on, strong. We don't say that. I would have thought, what do I have here? The chasan is a horse and a donkey. The kala is also a horse and a donkey. So the horse is going to be mishtamish with the donkey side. And it's klayim. Come on, strong. It's not klayim.
Because they're both the same.
Two hybrids. Exactly. So one second. So the answer is, what are these offspring? The father's a horse and the mother's a donkey. It's a new bria.
It's still a combination of horse.
It's a combination of horse and donkey, but it's a new bria. Right. So you find another one of those that can marry each other because they're both the same bria, not klayim. So it's not a raya whether he held it was a suffix about in choshen derav or a vaday. We didn't answer that question yet. Tosfos asks, what are you talking about? We have this by human beings too. How do you have it by human beings? Look at the second Tosfos on top. Lo dummy, lechetzi eved v'chetzi ben chorin. You have a woman who's a chatzi eved and a chatzi, or a man who's a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin. And what are we paskin? They cannot marry even the other gender that's the same. You have a man who's a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin cannot marry a woman who's a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin. They can't. We don't allow that. Why? The aser b'chetzi shivcha chati bas chorin. We don't allow that. Why? Mishum the aser tzad avdus and mishtarish b'tzad cheres. Because you hear
what's our local reality and what's a physical reality.
What you hear what's going on?
Yeah.
You hear what's going on?
Exactly.
You hear what's going on? We don't allow that.
No. So who can this have?
Nobody. That's why there's a mishnah in we say that you can't have a chati and chati ben chorin. How do you have a chatzi and a chatzi b'chorin anyway?
Two
short fit, one freed and one didn't. Right. So we forced the other one to free him. Why? The guy's got no one to marry.
No one.
So why can't he marry the same type? A woman who's chatzi and a chatzi b'chorin also? Why can't he marry that person? After all, we let the donkeys marry each other.
Sounds like everybody's
right. So,
nothing but donkeys this year.
The hacha over here, klayim asa rachmana, dafka tre mine. Because by klayim, it's two species. Right? What's the isra of klayim? Two species. So, v'chol predos haboin misus v'chamar min echarhu. Any offspring of, it's not that we say any offspring of this union of a donkey and a horse is the same. So it's not klayim. What about a man, a chatzi ev, chatzi mechorin, and a chatzi shivcha, chatzi baschorin? That's klayim. And they can't marry each other. That's what Tosfos answers. The Ramban gives Mati's answer, and the Ramban says, no, you can't compare, because by a donkey, they're born that way. So if they're both born that way,
nothing to do to change it,
and you don't. It's not klayim. Here, you're not, guys not born a chatzi ev, chatzi mechorin.
Yeah.
It happens later in life.
Right.
If it happens later in life, then one's going to say, what?
No.
What?
The difference is a remedy for it. By the horse and donkey, there's no remedy.
Right. Right?
It can be congenital, half free, half slave.
By the way, Wikipedia has a whole thing on this. There's actually a major difference between which one's the father and which one's the mother.
Correct, right? I was wondering, it has to be, because otherwise, we always learn, a mule can't father children. That's not so true.
Very, very, very rare.
It is rare?
Golden doodle, let's say, a door. What's the difference if the father is a or the mother?
I don't know.
You read it.
Yeah. You hear? That's what tells Rabban gives your answer. Right? One of the questions is born that way or it happened later in life? Happened later in life. It's a big problem. It's born that way. How can it be klal? How can it be klal if it's born that way? They're both the same. Okay.
Also, in this case, the whole case with the mating of the animals, is it your job as a farmer to separate all these species, or you can't just mate them together?
There's a Gemara about that. I think you can't facilitate that they could get together.
Right, so you have to
put it in pens.
Yeah.
Actually, they don't do that. Huh? Actually, in nature, animals don't crossbreed.
How do you get
a mule?
Yeah, how do you get a mule?
You do it.
Uh-huh. No, but I'm saying if you take a hippopotamus and stick it in the same room with a giraffe, nothing's ever going to happen, right? It's not going to cause any.
Hippopotamus with a long neck.
Stick a horse and a donkey, same room doesn't happen either.
It won't.
No.
So how do they bait?
They facilitate it.
Uh huh.
All these DNA tests now. Most of them have
no.
They have to do. Have to do more.
Yeah, same thing.
They have a. They injected.
No, they didn't inject it. They got a business.
They had. Well, listen. They have mood. Lighting.
Lighting.
romantic candle. You have to do... Okay.
DNA tests that they use nowadays.
What?
So many people have Neanderthal genes in them. So there must be...
I don't know what that means. Okay, next. What does that mean?
It means that, you know, there was these human species that made it.
Yeah, I'm not sure I believe in that. So I'm not sure. But we're getting off topic. Toshma. Let's try to bring another raya. Whether Behuda holds, that it's choshen for the it's not choshen as a vadai or a suffik. Toshma. Let's try to bring another raya. This raya is going to be from a brisa. Behuda Omer. Preda shetava. If a preda wants to get married, has interested in getting married, it's on the market now. Ein marvian aleha. You can't mate it, lo sus, velo chamar. Not a horse, not a donkey. Ella mina. Only the same species, only whatever it is. Right? The market's very, very narrow market for this preda. Right? It's the shidduch price for this species. They're known to marry. Now, v'i amrit, mifsha pshitale, if he was definite that there's no choshish for zera'av, then Lurvia Alem Mine Diima. Then why can't it marry the same species as its mother? Why not? We said it could only marry whatever it is. Why? Let's say its mother was a horse. So why can't it marry any horse? If we only care about the mother, what do you see? The Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because Delo Yadana Mina Diima Mainiu. You don't know what the mother is. That's why you can't. You don't know what the mother is. You have no idea. You bought this in the market. You have no idea what the mother was. Right? So the Gemara says, one second, what kind of answer is that? V'ha elaminok tani. But it says you can only marry the same species as it. So how do you know? You don't know what it is. Right? Hachi kamar. Ein marvi in aleha. No, here's what we mean to say. You can't mate it. You can't be mishadech it. Lo min sus. V'lo min chamar. Not with a donkey, not with a horse. L'fisha ein yudein b'mina. Because you don't know what it is. Right? So the Gemara says, V'liv dog b'simanim. Why can't you check? How do you check? Damar Abaya, Ave Kale, if it has a thick voice, Bar Chamare, it's the son of a offspring of a donkey. Sanif Kale has a different kind of voice, a softer voice, Bar Sirtza, from a horse. V'amar Rav Papa, Rav Ravon, Udne, big ears, V'zutra, Ginuvze, and a small tail, Bar Chamare, from a donkey. Zutrin, Udne, small ears,
female
donkey, yeah. Zuchin Udne, small ears, Farabas Gnuvse, and big tail, Barsusia, from a horse. Hachamayaskinon, Bilemes, Vigidemes. No, it doesn't talk, and it also has it's also lame or something, so you can't tell about the ears, and you can't tell about the voice, and you can't tell about the tail. So my Havia lost, then what's the bottom line with this question? The question is, what is a Behuda hold? Are we choshish? He says, I'm not choshish for the Zera'av. Is that definitively not, or he's a suffix about it? Tashma. Damer of Huna, Bread of Yeshua. Hakol Modim, everybody agrees, Bepri Imaim Sha'asr, that the child cannot marry the same species as the mother. Meaning, if the mother's a horse and the father's a donkey, it cannot marry a horse. Why not? Shmamina, Mesuf Kibisapkale, Shmamina. He had a suffix about it. So maybe it's a donkey. So he wouldn't let him marry a horse. Okay, so you see that he had a suffix about it. Okay? Good?
Very good.
So that ends that story. Next. What? Good. Amalei Rav, it wasn't such a hard Gemara now. Amalei Rav Ada Lishame, Rav Ada told his attendant, Ki ma'aliyas alei b'kud naisa b'rifs pak, when you... Rav Abba Lishame, I'm sorry. When you hitch up the wagon, right, when you hitch up the wagon, we're going on a journey, you hitch up the wagon, ayin lahanach d'dami lahadadi v'ayali, make sure you get two animals that look the same. And put them together. Otherwise, be klayim. You can't have a horse and a cow pulling a wagon. So make sure they're the same species, because I don't want to be over klayim. Make sure they look the same. Alma, what do you see? Ein kasavar, ein choshin lezer ha'av. He wasn't choshin lezer ha'av. Why? Why? If he was choshin lezer ha'av,
what?
He would look at the
similarities.
Exactly. Because what? Because,
so we said the female has certain characteristics, the short, the small ears.
Because each animal is a tzad chamor and a tzad tus.
Right.
So what's the difference? It's not a problem. Obviously, he was choshesh. If he's not choshesh, it doesn't make a difference, right? So the Gemara says v'simanim da'oraisa, and simanim are da'oraisa. What does that mean? Simanim are da'oraisa. These simanim, says Rashi on top. Since we said before, well, go check it out. Go look at the simanim. Vishari isura alayhu, and we'll matter an iser based on that. Right? Is it usir? I don't know. Let's go check it out. Let's go look at the simanim. Shmamina dahasam chidin asimanim. Just like we rely on simanim bechazras aveda when you return a lost object. Right? So how do you know it's your wallet? I'll give you a simon. My card's in there. My driver's license. Oh, really? That's a good simon. It must be your wallet. We rely on that. Right? Kedarina be'elu mitzias daraisihi. Did the rabbanon? If it's a rabbanon, nihi the avid rabbanon takanta b'mamona. That I understand that they can make some kind of takana by mammon. Bezin could do that. Let's say it's not daraisa. Let's say it's not daraisa. So what is it? It's the rabbanon. So Bezin could say, you know what? If a guy proves with simanim that it's his wallet, you should give it to him. That's talacha. How can the rabbanon make up a siddur by animals by ithurim? How can they do that? Me matzik katani elishamino daraisahu daraisa. It's a kasha about that in Eilu Metzias. Is it Daraisa Darabanan? Says the Ramban, what on earth is Rashi talking about? What's Rashi talking about? Simanim by a Naveda is, whether it's Daraisa Darabanan, Darabanan made it up. In other words, the Ramban says, you can't compare. What are you comparing? You're comparing Aveda, Simanim by Aveda. Okay, so it's yours. It's not your wallet. What's the issue? Is it your wallet? Is it your pen? Is it not your pen? So give it to him and it has my name on it. Okay, so give the pen back. I need the raisa for that. Like, the Rabban's wondering, what's Rashi talking about? Because it's possible, says the Ramban, you could have seen the simanim and it's not yours. You could see the simanim. I saw the pen, had some scratch on it. I'll get that pen. It's a very expensive. You can get the simanim even if it's not yours. These simanim are foolproof. So he says, the Rabban says you can't compare the two. I could know the simanim, even if I know you lost your wallet. So I'll say it's my wallet, and Mati's driver's license is in my wallet. Why is Mati's driver's license in your wallet? Because
that's what happened.
Yeah. You get to give the wallet back. It's a total fake. Here, the simanim, whether or not it's klayim, they're simanim. They're foolproof simanim.
It's intrinsic.
So therefore, the Ramban argues the Rashi. Okay.
Because he's agreeing that the simanim that they have are definitely
foolproof.
Yeah.
Correct.
You have to go with that.
Correct. Okay. Now, on to new topics. Now it gets a little harder. Tana Rabbanan. Oso v'ezbeno, noeg b'klayim. Could it be noeg? So this klayim, could be noeg in klayim. The no ubekoi. A koi is an animal. We were not sure if it's a behema or a chaya. Also, the espino does not apply to chayas. You can check the deer and the baby deer the same day. Only applies to behemoths. But a koi is a suffix, so it applies. Klayim, it applies. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, klayim haba min ha'ez umin ha'rechel. Also, the espino, no igba. What's klayim? It's born from a sheep and a goat. Yes, 100%. Koi ain osov espino noegbo. There's no such thing as osov espino by a koi. I disagree with the Tanakhama. Amar chista, ezu koi shenechlechu bo Rabbi Eliezer v'chachamim. What kind of koi are they arguing about? Ready? Zeba min hatayosh. A tayosh is a goat, right? Male, a male goat. Umin hatzivia, and a female deer. A male goat and a female deer will give it off an offspring. That offspring is a machlokes. Can I shech the mother and the father and the same day as his offspring? Heichidami, what's the case? Ilema betayosh abala tzivia v'yolda. What happened? The tayosh, the male goat, had mated the female deer, v'yolda, and they gave birth to a child. V'kashachet la ulebra, and you shechted the mother and the baby. V'amrav chista hakol modim b'hatzvia ubna. Batzvia ubna, ubahai tzvia ubna tayish, shepater. You putter for that. Why you putter for that? Because, what? No, se ubno, amarachmana, velo tzvi ubno. So that can't be the case. They can't be arguing about that. Ella, rather, the other way around. Tzvi is the male, the deer, haba al hatiasha, that made it a female goat, the yolda, and it gave birth, the kashachit le la ulabra, and you're shechting her and the child, right? Right? And the vahamer, right? So what are you shechting? A female goat and her offspring. Now what's the father? The father is a goat, is a deer, right? Vahamer of chista, hakol modim, vahat tiyasha, if you have a female goat, ubanat tzvi, and the son is and the offspring is a goat, is a deer. Shechayev, yechayev. Se amar Rachmana, ubno koldehu. Any child, I don't care what it is, right? So there's no machlokas yet. They both agree to these. La'olam. So what's the case? No. Betayosh, a male goat, haba alatzvia. Okay, ready for this? Your head's going to spin a little bit. Tayosh, a male goat, haba alatzvia. That had a female, made it a female deer, v'yolda bas, and they gave birth to a daughter. Ubas, and this daughter, what's this daughter? It's the offspring of a goat and a deer. Ubas, and this daughter, yolda ben, had a son. V'kashachit la ulebra, and you're shechting the daughter, with her son. Okay? You got that? You got that?
No.
I need the book.
In the picture book. You hear that? Now, wait. Rabbanan Savri. The Rabbanan hold. I don't know why you have to say this. It's such a complicated case.
You didn't track all this. Yeah,
I don't get it either. Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan hold, one second. V'choshesh for the Zer Ha'av. V'seh, afilu mitzas seh. And a seh, even a partial seh. Okay? Right? So this daughter, there's three generations here.
Right.
There's the grandparents, the daughter, and the grandson.
Right.
The daughter, the middle generation, right? It's half a behemoth. Right? It's half a behemoth.
That's why you have to go with multiple generations.
What?
That's why you have to go with multiple generations.
Ah! Rabbi Eliezer Savar, ain't choshish in Lezer Ha'av. I'm not choshish in Lezer Ha'av. So what is it? Right? Therefore, it's a full-fledged chaya. And there's no osuv espino by a chayah. There you go. V'seh, v'afilu mixaseh, lo arinan. And a seh and mixaseh, there's also, we don't say that, he doesn't hold from that. Okay. So 1 second. This is the exact same machlokas we had on Amar Aleph. Whether or not you choshish v'zera'av. So v'lif lo b'choshil v'zera'av v'kimif b'plut d'chanan v'rabanan. The same machlokas. Are we choshish v'zera'av or not? The same machlokas. So the Gemara says like this. No. E pligi bahi. If they only would argue over here, havamina, over, I would say baha, by a koi, a filu rabbanon mode, the sev, a filu mixa se, lo aminan, they wouldn't say it by a koi, because at the end of the day, there's a chai in this animal, kamash malan, now the choshish even here, and the osav espino is noig therefore by a koi.
I actually don't understand why you have to give both examples. It's the exact same thing. Nothing changes for the situation. One is whether you can use something with the chayil. One is klein.
So the question is: do you darshan the sev mixas se? So you say if you say it, forget zerab. But if you say that,
no, because zerab is the whole reason why we're arguing.
Right.
Because that's the punchline is that if that's what we're looking for, giving both examples of the same case.
So it's slightly different by a koi, which is a safek chayil. I know, you're saying good. Now, one second. For the Tnan, we have a Mishnah that says like this, Koi, ain't shokhna sobiyantif. Now, a koi, if it's a chaya, it requires kisi adam. If it's a behemoth, it doesn't. Since it's a suffix, we do it out of suffix. But on yantif, to get dirt, right, it's a shayla of muksa. Yes. It's to get the earth. Because you didn't prepare it. So what do I do now? Oh, it's a koi. It's a suffik. So I'm going to be over muksa for a suffik. So therefore, don't do shakta koi yantif without preparing the earth. Don't do that. So koi ain't shakta na sobi yantif. V'yim shaktu ain't mechazin as damo. You don't do kisa dam. So b'may eskin. One second. What kind of case is this? Ilan b'tayi shabal atzviya. If it's a male goat and a female dung and a female deer, v'yalda. Bein l'Rabbanan, bein l'Rabbi Lazar, whether you hold up Rabbanan or Rabbi Eliezer. Right? Lishchot v'lachase. Of course you should do kisi adam. Tzvi, v'afilu mixas tzvi. It's a partially v'chaya, so why not? Right? Kisarashi says they both would agree, fine. El a tzvi, but if it's a tzvi male, habal atiyasha, that made it with a female goat, v'yolda, Ila Rabbanon, if you hold the Rabbanon, Lishchad v'lakase, you should do Kisi Adam. Why? Because the father's a Chaya, and we're Choshesh v'zera ha'av, right? And therefore it's partial Chaya. Ila Rabbi Eliezer, Lishchad v'lo l'kase. You're for sure not going to cover Kisi Adam, because you don't Choshesh v'zera ha'av. So what is it? It's a behemoth. Right? Yeah. So there's no suffix here. Right? Okay. La'olam, really, b'tzvi habal tiyasha. No, it's a male goat that made it with a female, a male deer made it with a female goat. For Rabbanon, sefuke misapkala ichoshin l'zera av inchoshin. That's a suffix now. Not a vada yet, it's a suffix. He says, I'm not sure. Melu Rabbanon misapkale, so since the Rabbanon had a suffix about it, l'Rabbi Eliezer pshitale. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it was obvious, clear, that you're not choshish. Right? Vadetanya, Hazarawa, Valachayim, Vakeva, Noagim, Bekoi, Ubeklayim. Those matanos are Noag by a koi and also by Klayim. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Klayim Habam in Aiz, Mena Rachel, Chayiv Matanos. Ben Akoi, Potamina Matanos. You're Potam from Matanos. Why? Same thing. B'maya Skinan. What are we talking about? Right? What kind of koi are we talking about? Well, you're not Chayiv in Matanos. If it's a male goat that made it a female deer, v'yalda, bishlam alur b'liyezer depatar, the kasavar, tsevafil mitzaseh lo amrinan. Therefore, it's a full-fledged chaya, and there's no matanos on a chaya. Ella, rabbanon, nihi de kasavri, tsevafil mitzaseh, so then bishlam apalga lo yavla. I understand, you only have to give him half the matanos, right? Because even if you're choshesh for zera ha'av, it's only a half a behema. So you should only have to give half the behema. Yeah? Indach palga, the other half, right? I only have to give you half. So I have a chaya. Chaya, I don't have to give matanos. The zero of the chaya v'keva. I only have to give you half. And now the half you want, lemalei, I see right, the choshesh and zera ha'av a shakal. Prove to me that it really is a behema, and I'll give it to you. Right? But if the father's a male, a deer, and the mother's a goat, v'yalda bishlo l'rabbanan ma'ichaye b'chatzi matanos. Yichayev chatzi, right? El l'Rabbi Yezer l'chayev b'kula matanos. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you should give all matanos. Why? Why? Because ein choshin l'zera ha'av, and so and so to behema. You hear that? Ela l'olam, l'olam b'tzvi, it's a male deer, habalat yasha, that made it with a female goat, v'yalda, and they had an offspring. V'rebo l'ezer nami, sefukim mitzapkal, l'choshin l'zera ha'av, ilo. He had a suffix about it. V'kivin d'l'abanan sefukul l'hu, v'rebo l'ezer mitzapkal, v'rebo l'ezer also had a suffix. B'mai pligi, what are they arguing about? V'aseh, v'afilu mixas teh. Rabbanan Savri Seh V'il Mixas Seh V'Rabbi Eliezer Savar Seh V'lo Mixas Seh. Okay?
In terms of what?
In terms of the Zeroa L'chaim V'akeva. Alright? So we shall stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.